Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and oh, it's a privilege and a joy to be able to come into your presence today through means of radio to share with you the wonderful good news of God's great and glorious salvation. I trust, beloved, that you have experienced what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and the blessing that comes through accepting him as Savior, having your sins forgiven and covered by the blood of Christ, knowing and having the assurance that when you leave this life, you'll go into the presence of the Lord, which is far better. Well, we're discussing the wordless book, and we're discussing the good news, which is what the gospel is. It is the good news of salvation. And we've been talking about that volcanic eruption that we saw in Hawaii, and what a picture it was of the terrible and awful place that the Bible describes here in Revelation chapter 20. As it tells about the great white throne judgment, where the second resurrection will take place, and all those who have died without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Savior will go to be held in captivity there in Hades until this great white throne judgment, when all that are in Hades will be resurrected, will appear before Almighty God, and the Lord Jesus Christ will be the judge, as they were will stand before him, and to acknowledge they denied him, although they had the opportunity to believe in him and to accept him, but they said no, and they turned away. And thus they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is a place of eternal suffering and torment and punishment. Even as we've read here again in Revelation chapter 20, and you remember the different pages, the gold page pictured heaven, the white page pictured our forgiveness from sin, and the condition that one must be in order to go into heaven. The red page pictures the blood of Christ, which was the life of Jesus that was given for us, that whosoever might believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the black page represents and pictures our place of eternal destruction and damnation if we die without Jesus as our Savior, the place that we will go to because of the black page picturing sin that is within the life of every one of us. For every one of us are born spiritually dead. We may be alive physically, but spiritually we are dead in trespasses and in sin. That is our spiritual condition. Every individual that's born into this world are born with the Adamic nature, which is the nature that Adam had after he disobeyed God and sin entered in. And thus every child since then has been born with that nature, so that we're born knowing how to sin because we have a sinful nature. Nobody has to teach us how to do wrong. It's natural to do wrong. That's our nature. But Jesus Christ can change that. Jesus Christ can liberate and set us free from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin in our life. Jesus Christ can turn our life around and fill us with his Holy Spirit and give us victory over the world system under the control of Satan, over the flesh with indwelling sin, and over the demons and powers of darkness that are about us. O beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive Him as Savior. And as we've already mentioned, when we invite Jesus to come into our heart, He justifies and declares us righteous and pure and clean within our spirit. And the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit to do that work of salvation. And so the great white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, I saw the great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. O beloved, does that mean you? Does that include you? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? If you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you were a sinner and have invited Jesus into your life, then that means that you are a child of God and that you have been born again and have been delivered from the bondage of sin. But if you've never made that choice, if you've never made that decision, if you've never understood how to receive Christ as Savior, then let me explain that to you quickly. I did not understand all about salvation as a young boy, but I knew I needed the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my life and forgive me for all the sinful things that were in my life. I wanted a heart that was clean, like the white page represented. And do you know that you can have a clean spirit or a clean heart by asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life, just as I did as a boy of 5? I did not understand all about it, but I knew I had a dirty heart and that I needed forgiveness. Also, the Holy Spirit was convicting me in my spirit that I needed the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I didn't understand what that feeling was that I had inside that made me uncomfortable and that was convicting me and telling me you need Jesus. I didn't understand all about it, but I knew that I needed Jesus as my Savior. I knew the black page pictured the condition of my spirit in sin and in darkness and separated from God. And so as the Holy Spirit drew me to go forward and invite Jesus into my heart, I made that choice, and as a small lad of 5, though I was so much I didn't understand, I stepped out to go forward and take the preacher by my hand, indicating that I was accepting Christ as my Savior. And because the Holy Spirit of God knew the longing of my heart, before I ever got down to the preacher, Jesus Christ had entered into my life through the person of the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Lord filled my soul. I knew that I was born again. I knew that I was a new creature, and there was so much I didn't understand about it. But you see, beloved, even a little child can receive this gift of salvation by acknowledging that they are a sinner. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Jesus is the glory of God. He's the revelation of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit to us, as we're told over in the book of Colossians. He's the Godhead manifested or revealed bodily. And I knew what the penalty for sin was, as Romans 6:23 states, "For the wages of sin is death, both physical and the second death." Now, I didn't understand all about that, but I knew that I needed Jesus. That was the thing that I knew, that I needed Jesus as my Savior. And if I'd ask Him, He'd come into my life, and He'd give me that gift, that all I had to do was by faith reach out and accept it. As Romans 5:8 explains, that Christ paid the penalty, but God commendeth or showed forth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is, Jesus paid the price for my sin. He gave His life's blood, which was pure and spotless and without sin. That alone could atone for my sin. That alone could take my sin and remove it and make me pure and clean in my spirit. And so, as Romans 10:9-10 explains, that if we confess our sin and believe in the Lord Jesus and ask Him to come into our life, He will hear that prayer. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart, in your spirit, that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In prayer, if you will cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," just a simple prayer like this, "Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've broken your holy law. I believe that you died for my sin and took my place on that old rugged cross. I believe that you arose from the grave and that you live today. Please come into my life and forgive me for all my sin. Wash away my sin with your precious blood. I now invite you to come in and to make me pure and clean within. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I humbly pray and ask it. Amen." Beloved, just a simple prayer like that. And it doesn't have to be those same words. Just cry out from your inner being, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you died for my sin. Please come into my life and make me pure and clean." He'll hear that prayer. Till next time, goodbye.